This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Lisa Kilgore. She's BC's favorite nutritionist, and today we're talking about the wonders of mushrooms as far as immunity, respiratory, adaptogens, and healing. And the chaga rishi that you're talking about for digestion, what does digestion have to do? If we're using the chaga rishi to increase the digestion, it may calm the eczema and any lung issues, but what does that have to do with immunity?
Our immune system and our gut are highly connected. About 80% of our immune system lives around our gut, mostly because our small intestine is the main place where new things can get into our body. And we want to make sure, our immune system wants to make sure that what's coming in is what's supposed to come in, and a virus or a bacteria or a parasite isn't getting through. And so we have our immune system there on guard surrounding our intestinal tract. Also inside our intestinal tract is a community of bacteria called our microbiome, and we are about 50% bacteria. So for every cell, human cell we have in our body, we have about one cell of bacteria as of the most recent count. And this ecosystem of bacteria has survived, has been in mammals' bodies for longer than an immune system has. And what this means is the simple little which came first, the bacteria or the immune system. But because the bacteria came first, it manages the immune system. So one of the ways that our immune system gets calmed down when it's overstimulated is by our gut bacteria. And when our gut bacteria is unhappy, then our immune system is always unhappy. And so when we bring in these medicinal mushrooms, especially like reishi, which helps balance our gut bacteria, that also indirectly helps balance our immune system. So there's medicinal mushrooms are playing a role in the balance of our body and the modulation of our immune system in so many different ways, all the way down to helping support our gut bacteria.
So reishi is actually, you say it's a prebiotic. It's feeding the good bacteria in the body. It's also creating a calmness as an adaptogen to help our nervous system feel calm. So these mushrooms, they do a lot of different things. Their abilities are high.
That's what I love about them, is that instead of looking for supplement after supplement to help a variety of problems, I can bring in something with my clients like reishi mushroom, which is going to help so many different issues. And once we've had that in the system for a month or two, so we can see the effect, we can see if there is something else that's needed. But frequently there's not. I've found that a huge benefit in bringing in, I bring in reishi into my day. I bring in lion's mane every day as well. Lion's mane is really helpful for the brain, and I found that bringing in lion's mane every day, I've noticed a big difference in how I think, how clear my thinking is. I love it. And it also helps the immune system. And I've noticed that viruses that I used to deal with regularly aren't affecting me as much, and that I'm able to fight off colds and flus a lot better than I did just by bringing in these mushrooms. That's my personal response to them.
So if I were to start taking reishi and lion's mane and like really good quality host defense, so I know there's going to be a shift, would it take a month or two for me to really feel the difference just to stay on them?
It doesn't always take a month or two. I usually like to give a month or two for things just so we can see what the effects are. For me, I noticed a difference with lion's mane. Within a few days, I noticed, wow, I'm thinking better. And with reishi, it also gives the body energy. And I did notice that I needed less. I drink black tea. I needed less tea when I had some reishi in the morning. But the overall effect, like how my body was handling life, that took me a bit longer before I fully understood what the effects are. And that's why we want to give it some time. But usually many people respond like I did, where they'll actually notice some differences really, really quickly.
Is there a time that we should be on them, or is it safe, like food, to just carry on with the mushrooms that are benefiting us?
They are safe to take every day. I wouldn't recommend mixing them with pharmaceutical medications unless you've talked to a pharmacist, and that goes with all supplements and herbs because they all each have power, and we want to respect what is coming into our body. But when it comes to medicinal mushrooms, they are safe to take every day, and they actually work synergistically together as well. So you can bring in, if you're not sure which mushroom would be good for you and you don't necessarily want to take more than one, you can bring in blends like the Sommet 7, which is seven medicinal mushrooms, and they work. What the research has found is that mushrooms work better together than they work on their own. They work 30% better, and so Sommet 7 is a really great kind of multivitamin style medicinal mushroom blend that can bring in that full body support.
And when you think of it as kind of a multivitamin, would it be okay not to take your multivitamin then and just take the Stamets 7 as far as getting all the nutrients you need, or is it separate?
They're very different. So the Stamets 7 is going to do that full body support, whereas a multivitamin is bringing in those nutrients, those important vitamins and minerals that our body may or may not be getting in our diet. Mm-hmm. Mushrooms do have nutrients in them, but just not at the level that a multivitamin would have.
Mm-hmm. But they have greater wisdom to challenge what they need to do.
That's what I believe, yeah. So I believe that there's a time and a place for a multivitamin, and that especially right now when we're all under a lot of stress, bringing in a multivitamin can be a good idea. And then also the something like a Sommet 7 is going to do that full body support.
Mm-hmm. And that would be safe to just be on a continued basis?
Absolutely, yes, yeah.
Was it difficult for them to wild harvest the mushrooms and take them into a space and recreate that?
This is a process that Host Defense has been perfecting over quite a long time. A lot of how they're grown is based on Paul Stamets's research. And what they did find is that when they go out and wild harvest and take just a sample of that mushroom, and then they grow it, they found that the more times it's grown, the weaker it gets. And so Paul Stamets and the whole team created a testing system so they know how old a mushroom is. And that allows them to make sure that their products are as strong as possible, because they can't just take the same extract that they took 10 years ago and keep using it because those medicinal properties might be getting weaker. And so they make sure just through this testing perfection that they've created that how they are growing their mushrooms, the process that they grow them, which is on brown rice, this is making the mushrooms as potent as possible, and they've done a lot of research to back that up.
Mm. Do you know if they actually take the mushroom or if they go down to the mycelium?
They are using all parts of the mushroom. So when they're growing the mushroom, they grow them on rice and on brown rice, and that allows them to get the mycelium. So we're getting that wisdom of the main part of the mushroom. Then they also to use that rice becomes cultured, and the cultured rice, they've studied it on its own without even any mycelia and found it has a lot of immune compounds. So they bring in that rice, and then they also use what's called the primordia. The primordia is the sprout, like broccoli sprouts, so the very first fruit body of the mushroom. And then they use the fully grown fruit body. And so it gives all, because it has the three stages of the life cycle and the cultured rice, you're getting immune compounds, the collective immune compounds that you wouldn't get in any other way of growing them.
What do you see as the future for mushrooms?
Oh, that's amazing. I think that we will see a lot. In Paul Stamets' TED Talk, he goes into how he's found that mushrooms can clean up oil spills and clean up the environment. He's right now doing research on how to save the bees from colony collapse, and has found that reishi and chaga, which we've talked about a lot today, are very good at both extending the life of bees, but also reducing the viral burden. These viruses that are coming into the colonies and killing them off, reishi and chaga at very low levels can lower that viral load by 75%. And so they're continuing research on how to create a solution to help with the bees. I think we're going to see more and more research on medicinal mushrooms helping with early stage dementia, possibly Alzheimer's. There's already early research that's quite amazing on that. We're going to see how it's helping with autoimmune conditions. There's quite a lot of mushrooms already being studied at calming down that overwhelmed immune system. I think that medicinal mushrooms will be the future of herbal medicine and medicinal medicine and even possibly our pharmaceutical. We don't really know where it's going to go, but I think that there's a lot in this future.
It's fascinating. There's so much going on with them. With the early Alzheimer's, they're actually microdosing with psilocybin to expand and keep the mind open and free.
Absolutely. And I believe that Summits is working on some research on that side. They've also done research on lion's mane in the early stages of dementia, so pre-Alzheimer's, and found that within just 2 weeks of taking lion's mane, their cognitive function was quite improved and continued for as long as they took lion's mane. That's what inspired me to start taking it. It's like, let's keep my brain sharp. And so there's a lot even on what's available in our store shelves right now for help with our brain health.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that the synergy is greater if we take combinations of these mushrooms over just isolating chaga or reishi or lion's mane.
Absolutely. So what the research at Host Defense found was Summit 7, which is 7 different mushrooms, is 30% more powerful than any of those mushrooms taken at the same amount. So if you add up all 7 and you take, say, reishi at the same amount, the Summit 7 is 30% more powerful. So they work well together. It's like nature knows what it's doing, and bringing in synergy helps everything work better.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite mushroom book that you have as your resource?
Well, Paul Stamets has a great book called Mycelium Running. That's a really great one. That one's my favorite so far. But right now I'm just really diving into the research more than even books, because there's so many amazing things out there. There's some great interviews with Paul Stamets available if there's anybody who would like to learn more about what he does. And if you just Google his name, you'll find a bunch. But his TED Talk is 15 minutes of mind-blowing amazingness.
Hmm. And as far as being a nutritionist in BC, is there ways, if people would like some help with these mushrooms and help with using nutrition to help with their health problems, is there a way they can get through to you?
Through me, yes. I do online consults. If you go to my website, lisakilgore.com, they can work with me directly. And if they'd like to try these mushrooms, Host Defense is available in most health food stores right across Canada.
Are there challenges on the demands for mushrooms these days?
Absolutely. Like all immune products, there is some out of stocks happening right now because of a sudden need that we all have. All companies are working at bringing them in as quickly as they can. So we should be seeing them back on the shelves sooner than later.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing all your wisdom and knowledge on mushrooms and health today. It's been fascinating. We'd just like to thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Kathy. I really enjoyed chatting with you today.
Okay. Bye-bye, Lisa. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.